It's getting down to the bones of what the American people actually feel on all the issues. And I mean, he's getting people to talk about stuff that we talk around the dinner table, but they're not talking in politics.
But it was the tone of the conversation this year that bothered Leslie Sandigo, a student at the University of North Texas.
I feel like there's a lot more tension between the people. If you're against Trump or against Hillary, like, I know that I have unfriended people on Facebook, and people have unfriended me just for the things, the articles or things that they state, videos that they share, trying to justify their presidential candidate.
60-year-old Texan J.C. Copeland said he didn't appreciate the divisiveness of this campaign season, so he has this Election Day advice to offer.
United States is based on staying together, sticking together, so we need to hear what you're going to do for the country. Vote for the person that you feel like is the best candidate, not because somebody done told you to vote Democrat or to vote Republican. Vote for who you feel like is the best candidate for president. And that's what I do.
That 60-year-old voter, J.C. Copeland in Fort Worth. Keep listening to NPR throughout election night and again tomorrow morning. We will be live, breaking down national and local election results. You can also follow the races that are most important to you at npr.org. Now we're going to hear about how things are going at one polling place in Virginia. Robin DeJarnett has worked as a poll worker in Culpeper County, Virginia, for more than a decade. And today she is at her precinct post at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Hi there.
Hi.
So tell us what your polling place is like right now.
It's been off and on. We get a few lines, and then it gets better.